Let us pray. Ever-living God, you inscribe our names in your book of life so that we may share in the first fruit of salvation. Help us to listen for the holy in your word. Help us to speak and share your word of justice and hope for all to hear. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Good morning. Before my ordination, I served as a clinical social worker with the Department of National Defense at Canadian Forces Base in Petawawa. I served as one of the team leads on the mental health or the trauma team, providing trauma therapy to soldiers. In this work, I gained much appreciation for soldiers and better understanding of the sacrifices they make in serving our country and others. Not only did I work with the military, but I was also a member of the town of Petawawa community. In 2010, our community of Petawawa experienced devastation and the grief was as we experienced the death of 16 soldiers in Afghanistan over that year. One of the fallen was Master Corporal Crystal Giesebrecht. I remember this hitting us in the community the hardest. She was one of the first medics to lose her life in Afghanistan. She was also considered to be a hometown girl due to marriage. Crystal's death brought the reality of the war in Afghanistan even closer for the entire community, not just for specific family members and the military, but everyone. Seeing the faces of fallen soldiers were not just faces of military members, they were the faces of fellow community members, spouses, parents, children, brothers and sisters. As a community, Petawawa mourned together, supported and cared for their families. On my last Remembrance Day at the Petawawa Legion in 2011, the Legion grounds were overflowing. There were the usual community representatives, but more importantly, were ordinary people, some whose lives were briefly touched by the soldiers lost. We were all there as community members. We were all there to honor the lives of the fallen soldiers, as well as their family members. At the 11th hour, the silence was held. The silence pierced through all our ears. We all held our breaths in unison and sighed with sympathy as we heard the quiet cries of wives remembering their husbands. Although a proud military community, the war in Afghanistan left us with feelings of great despair. St. Paul provides words of encouragement to believers of Christ in the city of Thessalonica to not give up hope. We heard today, but we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. For many soldiers and their families, life is challenging in many ways after returning from deployment. It is difficult to keep moving forward when everything you know has been lost. As a caring community, we have questions about what kinds of security do our soldiers and their families have to maintain stable lives after going through such trauma. We believe that having security in life equals stability. However, at the essence of its meaning, security is the state of being free from danger or threat. Having stability in life means that we feel satisfied with what we have. There are times when security and stability coincide, but are not necessarily dependent on the other. Our world is plagued with conflict and devastation that seems unending. Innocent people suffering from war in the Ukraine and the Holy Land and other parts of the world. Many others live with constant concern about losing stability in their lives, influenced by worry over continuous changes in political and fiscal situations occurring in the world, as well as worrying about the permanency of their employment situation, struggling with poverty, fear of becoming homeless, and being able to provide for their children. Our military men and women serve to establish and ensure security for those they are protecting, no matter where their mission is, at home, in Canada, or another country. They are called to go into places of danger, places which are not stable. Over the centuries, military members and civilians have participated in many conflicts throughout the world where they fought to loose the bonds of injustice and to undo the straps of bondage, building a path of freedom for those living under oppression. They bring hope through the acts of establishing security. Is there a cost to having security? Absolutely. The families of fallen soldiers know too well the cost and the burden that comes in losing a loved one. Others who have returned home injured and their families also know the cost of losing security, freedom, and stability in life. Let us remember those who were influenced by their faith in God to commit themselves to military service. Again, their goal was to establish a secure and safer world. We remember the many chaplains who stood side by side with soldiers. Their sacrifice was not in vain. They did not hide, but openly expressed their faith through acts of prayer and comforting and supporting soldiers through the darkest hours. Like our Lord, these chaplains showed God's grace and presence for all to see. Let us remember them and be like them in telling the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. Psalm 78 also says for us to tell the stories of the next generation, not only to keep the memories of God's people alive, but also to establish hope in God for many other generations to come. As people of faith, Christ followers, we too share in the responsibility of establishing security through our advocacy for and our actions of peace. In carrying out our faith, we remember Jesus Christ, who fully surrendered himself to give us life as a sacrifice, to give up his life as a sacrifice for us. Through his sacrifice, we experience God's unconditional love, forgiveness, and eternal life. As we move forward to Christ's table, let us fully surrender ourselves to God, confessing our sin and committing to support each other in reaching a place of stability through our faith to increase our daily connection to God. Many soldiers lost their lives to ensure our freedoms. They are examples of courage. Let their deaths not be in vain. Their voices echo these words: "The torch be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields." Let us not forget them. Amen.